Blog Talk Radio.
I got diamonds in my bands, Saint Laurent on the back, pocket of my pants. With your Tatiana, I can make that hoe dance. I don't do no fronts, need my loot in the dance. I don't do no fronts, need the loot in the band.
Nah.
I don't do no fronts, need the loot in the dance.
Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Bitch, I'm so scared that I don't know what I'ma do. I'ma pop out with a scope and get the joke, I'ma shoot. With the stars in the back of the Aston, playing in the snow like it's Aston. She won't get shit if you're asking. I'm running past you hoes like a bastard. Came a long way from back then. Just my real life, bitch, no acting. Sleeping on the floor like it's practicing. Keeping up a score, get my baskets in. Playing off season, no Kaepernick. Shout out Kaepernick. Smoking Kaepernick. Smoking Kaepernick.
Boy, fuck your ego, I got diamonds in my bands. Saint Laurent on the back, pocket of my pants. With your Tatiana, I can make that hoe dance. I don't do no fronts, need my loot in the dance.
The
I don't do no fronts, need the loot in the band.
Nah.
I don't do no fronts, need the loot in the dance.
Give me the
pocket of my pants. With your Tatiana, I can make that hoe dance. I don't do no fronts, need my loot in the dance.
The
I don't do no fronts, need the loot in the band.
Nah.
I don't do no fronts, need the loot in the dance.
Give me the loot.
Live on air with
Kyla,
can you hear me?
Yes.
What's good? What's good?
What's up, Ms. Chaka?
So,
thank you for having me on the air.
I appreciate you definitely being a part of this show. So now, what made you come up with that song? Because that song goes in.
So that song's actually with a talented artist named Candle Chill and produced by my producer, Donnie Day. And we actually decided to collaborate because I came through to Atlanta during the pandemic. I was in Boston there for a little while there during the pandemic, and I decided I really needed to, you know, get the game going. You know, I've been making music since 2012, writing songs, rapping. But I hadn't really released anything on Spotify or YouTube or gone hard with different features. So made a trip over to Atlanta where Donnie was staying, and he happened to be with this artist at the time, Kendall. And so when we met up, you know, I did imagine that I'd be doing kind of a solo album with him at the time. But since she was around, I was like, all right, you know what? She's a talented artist herself. She's got a nice voice. Let's collab. So we kind of came up with that song together. I threw that hook in, and she got the verses on that one. I always like to collaborate with interesting and talented people and give them an opportunity as well. So I love that song, and I think that one's more of one of the more hip-hop, rap-centric songs that I do have, as I tend to be consider myself a very versatile artist. So I think if you go through my music, you'll see I have a lot of rap, but I also have some pop, some EDM, some rock influences, pretty much all the influences of all the different genres that have really turned me into the person and the artist I am today. I will say, I don't really mess with country too much, so if that's your vibe, It's all good, just not particularly mine.
Okay, okay. Well, you never know. Like, the song that you don't really think that's going to be the one is always the one. Because,
yes.
Like, I'm going to give you an example of artist named Joe. They call him Joe Gifted. And
okay.
His song that made him come out the out and everybody start really paying attention to him was the song called Water. And that song made radio and went platinum. He even got a deal from that, the label that he was with. You know, and it took him further than what he really thought it would take him. So you never know, like the song that you really don't think that's the one be always be the one. And the one that you always think is the one is always the opposite. So yes. Yeah. So it's called Give Me the Loot.
Give Me the Loot, yes.
Okay. So the other song that you have is called No Yesterday. So what made you come up with that title?
So No Yesterday is actually a song that's pretty personal to me. I was living in Los Angeles at the time. I had a really bad accident in 2018 where I almost lost my left arm in an accident. So I was in my apartment recuperating pretty much by myself in a dark spot. And I'd broken up with a serious girlfriend that I had for 5 years, 6 months before my accident. So the timing was, you know, it was a little weird. I was dealing with a lot by myself, and my producer Donnie had sent me this beat that his brother had made, Robin Day, very, very talented artist himself, and they didn't really know what to do with it. But one day I just kind of put the beat on, got on the mic, and one take just kind of, you know, wrote it out, felt it, and just did it. And basically it was about kind of the trauma that I'd been through, the pain that I was feeling, and I knew I was in a deep, dark place of depression, but then it was just a reminder to me that it doesn't really matter what happened yesterday. The past is the past. All we really have is the present moment, and to make that as beautiful, as amazing as you can. So for me, it was kind of a therapeutic release. When I wrote the song, when I recorded it, and then I sent it over to Donnie, and he did his magic on it. When I got it back, I was like, whoa. And I know Donnie personally, at first he didn't think too much of the song, but when I heard it, I was like, yo, this song
overseas. Shout out to all my listeners overseas, even down to Canada, to the whole USA. I'm shouting everybody out the whole globe because I have a lot of listeners that listen to me faithfully, and I really appreciate it for tuning in to the Miss Chocolate Show and listening to all the new music. So we're going to go ahead and play No Yesterday, and then we're going to get back with the artist so we can talk more about his craft and how he came up with his name and everything. And we're going to get back with you after this song, all right?
Awesome. Enjoy, you guys.
Don't tell me why you wanna love me. Just tell me why you wanna run. This party just getting started. Looking for you, but you're not around. There's no yesterday. No yesterday. tell me you'll never run. There's no yesterday, only tomorrow, and writing out
Okay. So no yesterday. Everything is okay. That is a tight song as well. So
thank you, Miss Doctor.
You sent me another song called Skydiving. What made you come up with that title and what made you create that song?
So that was actually in the same period that we did Give Me the Loot. My friend Donnie introduced me to this amazing, amazing, talented person named Raymond Adams, who I'm sure a lot of people in Atlanta know. He's a great photographer and hairdresser and is really well known in the scene, shoots a lot of models and other artists. We were actually at his place, just kind of vibing, hanging out. And it was a beautiful condo overlooking, I believe it was Midtown Atlanta. And Raymond has this really interesting story where what he loves to do is he loves skydiving. And he goes with groups almost every weekend. He goes skydiving, and he often, because he's a professional photographer, he tends to take his camera equipment, video recording equipment. He has all these GoPros. So he's the guy when they're skydiving that takes all these videos. And he's an amazing guy, super talented. He's actually even been, you know, his pictures have been on the cover of a lot of these skydiving magazines, which he had on his wall. And so just talking to him and getting to know him, I had this, like, revelation. I was like, oh, my God, you know, skydiving, that would be an amazing name for a song. And it also feels like a metaphor for life. Sometimes you kind of just jump in a direction and you don't know what's going to happen without a parachute, but you kind of just got to believe that it's going to be all right. So I kind of was in a, like I mentioned during the pandemic, I know everyone around the world had a really difficult time. Personally, I was not sure what was going to happen. You know, I was all over the place, moving different places. I've lived all over the world. So I also want to shout out to everyone out there, in particular, the places that I've lived and loved. Everyone in Dhaka, Bangladesh, I love you guys. Thank you for supporting me. Australia, where I lived for 6 years for my bachelor's and master's. How you guys going? Love you guys. And, of course, Los Angeles, ATL, you know, my home. And Boston, where I've also spent some time. So the U.S., Europe, you know, Thailand, one of my favorite countries. Shout out to everyone. And, you know, I'm really glad for all the love and support you guys have been showing me throughout all this. So Skydiving is one of those songs where, you know, sometimes you just got to jump. Whether or not you got a parachute, you got to follow your dreams, follow the direction it is going in. And, you know, things are going to get rough, but you just got to keep going. So to me, that is what it really represented. It's kind of an emo rap type of song. I was kind of feeling Lil Peep's vibe. He's one of the artists that I unfortunately only really got to know after he passed away. But I love Peep. I love his vibe. To me, he was like, you know, the next coming of, you know, Kurt Cobain in the emo punk pop world. So his loss was a big one to me, and I wanted to kind of give a little homage to him. So this one's for you, Pete.
All right, we're going to play Skydiving right here on 107.3 WMQP with your girl, the one and only Chocolate on the Miss Chocolate Show. Yes, y'all heard it right here the first time live on air on radio. Okay, let's get it.
Mm-hmm. Dracula.
I'm jumping from the top, I'm skydiving. I think that I might die, cause maybe I'm falling. Parachute so small, my mind is crying. Parachute is gone, I think I'm dying. I'm jumping from the top, I'm skydiving. I think that I might die, cause maybe I'm falling. Parachute so small, my mind is crying. Parachute is gone, I think I'm dying. Tears fell down from the heaven up above me. I'm living pure health, let's make this easy. Better off alone, I'm deeply needing something that is more, my mind is bleeding. Time is running out, I must be sinking. Dancing with my demons, all my bottles, they are empty. I've been drinking, forget about dreaming. About to fall off, so fuck leaning. So fuck leaning. So fuck leaning. I'm jumping from the top, I'm skydiving. I think that I might die, cause maybe I'm falling. Parachute so small, my mind is crying. Parachute is gone, I think I'm dying. I'm jumping from the top, I'm skydiving. I think that I might die, cause maybe I'm falling. Parachute so small, my mind is crying. Parachute is gone, I think I'm dying. Heard you through the clouds, something died inside me. Heard you through the clouds, I started crying. Doing just fine, no I'm not, I'm lying. I am hiding, come and find me. Stuck inside my head, there is no escaping. My soul for the taking, covered up with blankets. One foot on the ledge, don't think that I can take it. Don't think that I can take it off. I'm jumping from the top, I'm skydiving. I think that I might die, cause maybe I'm falling. Parachute so small, my mind is crying. Parachute is gone, I think I'm dying.
All right, skydiving right here on 107.3 WMQP FM. And we have a great talent right here on air. And how you pronounce your name again?
Imtiaz. So my name is Imtiaz Cabrera. And I actually started my career as an actor. And my acting screen name was Zach Cabrera. But I decided as an artist, I want to go back to my roots and use my real name. It was given to me by my grandfather, the late SAMS Cabrera, who's a great man. He used to be the finance minister of Bangladesh at one point and was assassinated by grenades in 2005, which, you know, it was a difficult time for us and our family. And somehow I happened to be there for 2 weeks, so it's all just part of my journey. And he named me after his father, Shah Imtiaz Ali, and so it's my great-grandfather's name, and I'm rocking with it. One day I hope to be able to go by just Imtiaz, you know, one-name artist like Madonna or Cher, and that way I won't need my last name, and everyone will know who the Imtiaz is, you know?
All right. Well, they definitely will soon. So, T.I., that is a powerful name. So you... been doing this for how long?
Is, I believe, I've been acting since I was about 16 years old. So since 2002, I got my first agent, moved to LA for my freshman year at University of Southern California, go Trojans, got an agent, started auditioning. I've worked on a couple of big movies. I was one of the sailors on the Chronicles of Narnia, Voyage of the Dawn Treader, which actually shot in the Gold Coast after I finished my master's. So I've been all over the world, and Imtiaz is actually, it's funny, I believe it's an Arabic word, and it means, like, I think, spectacular or stupendous. It's like if you get 99 out of 100 in an exam, you did imtiaz. So I like to think of it as meaning supreme.
And today is somebody's birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Well, actually, today
and today's your birthday
Wayne's
or
birthday.
Actually
tomorrow's my birthday,
tomorrow.
December 19th. And so it's getting close there. And, I'm actually flying over to New York City to see my friends and family and, you know, have a nice few days in the city. So thank you so much for the love. I appreciate it.
Yes, I appreciate you coming out to the event, even though it wasn't my event. I ended up getting pulled in.
Another step.
I guess that was God doing, okay? Because I wasn't looking forward to be pushed doing the whole event myself, so it ended up turning out to be okay. So
that's the thing. Sometimes God or the universe works in mysterious ways and has a clever sense of humor. And at the end of the day, all you gotta do is roll with the punches, you know, and stay on towards your destination, right?
Yep, exactly. Yep, because I had lost my father in 2019, and I stopped managing. I started pushing my record label, my radio station. And I stopped a lot of stuff because of I was losing a lot of people that I really that really meant a lot to me in the music industry and my father. So, it's been kind of rough. Like you said, skydiving and No Yesterday, I can relate to both of those songs. And I know there's a lot of people out there in the world that's listening now can definitely relate to the music. And hopefully we'll be listening to you again, and I'll be seeing you soon and talking to you soon. I guess after you finish doing your come back from visiting your family and doing your birthday thing. Tell everybody how
I'll be coming back, doing shows, doing everything I can to get back out there.
Okay, so tell everybody how can they find you on and find your music.
So you guys can find me on all the major streaming sites, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, YouTube, etc. My name is Imtiaz Kabria. That's spelled I, M as in Mary, T-I-A-Z, last name K-I-B as in boy, R-I-A. You can also find me on Facebook. I got Facebook fan page and, of course, on YouTube. On Instagram. My IG is Imtiaz Kabria, my name, and music. So love for you guys to check that out. Add me, follow me. And also want to give a quick shout out to my producer, Donnie Day. His name's Donnybey. He also has a poppin' Spotify, poppin' YouTube. He's got great numbers on everything. Incredibly talented producer, artist. And just want to give a quick shout out to him because he did start me on my musical journey. I always considered myself a performer and an actor. One day we were hanging out after, I think, being on some movie set, and we were chilling in his place. And he put on this beat, and he's like, "Yo, man, write a song to this." I'm like, "What do you mean?" He's like, I got a feel for this. Just write a song. And ended up writing a song, and it turned out pretty well, called Candy Flippin'. That's on SoundCloud, too. So also, if you guys want to check out a couple of B-sides, a couple of other awesome songs, I've got a second kind of group where Donnie produces, and I've got another a friend of mine who's a talented artist named Patrick Hale. He is a singer, and I rap. So we have another group called Poor Lil, L-I-L, Rich Boys with a B-O-Y-Z. So that's our SoundCloud group. Some cool songs there that I think you guys really love. One's called Celebrities, one's called One Life. A little bit more of like a pop, rap, rock kind of vibe. So a little bit more poppy. But Patrick's got an amazing voice. And, of course, Donnie, he's constantly churning out great music. And I think he actually might be calling in a little bit. So hopefully you guys will get a chance to talk to the man himself.
Okay.
I just also wanted to give a quick shout out to Kendall Chill. She was the female vocalist on Give Me the Loot, and she was also instrumental while we were writing Skydiving. So I believe in giving people, you know, their proper respect and proper love. So I do want to shout her out because she's also very talented. I know she's gone through a lot in her life, but I hope the best for her. We haven't really met or collab since then, but I do hope she continues on her journey since I truly believe she's a talented artist, and I hope that also comes through.
Great. Well, I'm definitely going to be chatting with you soon on your music side to see what we can do to get you further out there, you know,
awesome.
Because you deserve to be out. You need to be on radio. On my radio station too, but you need to be on all radio stations. And I really feel that you have the charisma for it. You have the gift for it. You have the talent for it. You write your own music. And you come up with your own hooks. You know, some artists don't even know how to do hooks or don't even know how to do their own, you know, acapellas or anything. And you know how to do all that. And that's great for a talent to know how to do all that and can really, you know, get their music to the status that it can hit radio. And so far, all the music that I heard so far really didn't have no cussing in it. And that's what FM and AM radio stations are looking for. They're looking for new music, but half of the artists don't have the budget for it. But it's not even about the budget. It's about the person that you need to connect to that can help you get through there without having a major budget. You don't really need a major record label to get you out there or whatever. But when you're ready, definitely when you come back, just make sure you call me and we'll start critiquing some things and see how you know, because I help visualize people's dreams. I'm a visualizer, so I help visualize your dreams to make it come to your reality. And a lot of the acts that I help has already made it, Gucci Mane, Bootsy, Mary J. Blige, to you name it. These artists are already making it. They making money in their sleep, and that's what it's all about, making money in your sleep where you don't have to do too much. And
oh, yeah,
that's
the real dream, isn't it? Dreaming of making money.
Yes. But paid shows and everything. So I'll be talking to you shortly. Hopefully, whoever you just named will be calling soon. But if not, we'll always can do another interview when the time is more consuming for everyone that you really want to call in to be a part of the interview. They definitely can do that.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, Donnie said he just called in, so hopefully you'll be able to chat with him. But I also wanted to say, Miss Chocolate, like, I don't know if it comes across, but I am a South Asian male. My family's originally from Bangladesh, and I really am looking forward to seeing a little bit more representation and diversity in the music industry. I've never seen a person that looks like myself. I consider myself an actor, performer, musician, rock star, you know, rapper, singer. And I truly believe that there's space for someone like me to take over and show the world what we can do. And I feel like what makes me unique and different is my superpower. Maybe there isn't someone like that in the world today, but that's because it's meant to be me. And so thank you so much for your time and all the love. And I appreciate all you guys.
Your gender? Yeah, it's actually an artist that's in your gender. I actually got him where he at right now. He got signed to Sony, and he's on a TV show called, let me get the right name. It's BET Family, Black Family Mafia movie, TV show. They call it on BET.
Okay.
And he came out with a song that had Eazy-E in it. He did another remake of Eazy-E's song.
Eazy-E's, yeah. Call it a remake, okay.
Yes, he did another. Yes, he did another. He came out with a song with Eazy-E, with Eazy-E in it, and his song took off. I can't even, his name came out. I don't see so many people. I can't even get his name right there. It's the tip of my tongue. But oh, Blazo Nazo. That's his name.
Okay.
And he's actually a signed artist to Sony, and he does a lot of movies and a lot of acting. He's in a lot of movies right now, and he lives out there, and I think he's in Chicago or California area. But his manager reached out to me. I actually reached out to them, and they gave me their music, same way you doing right now, and I took them to the next level. So. Yeah, it's all about the people and how they want to go about it. So Nazo Blazo, that's his name. Look his name up and you'll see Nazo Blazo. And when you see him,
okay,
you'll be like, oh my
God. I'll check it out.
Nazo Blazo, let me see. How did he spell his name? Let me make sure I spell it out right, because I don't want him to get mad at me just in case he listens
to
me.
Yeah, I
want to
shout him out too, you know, make sure people can look him up, show some love.
Yep, Nazo Blazo, that was my dude right there. Well, he was good people, and I really appreciated him shouting me out and giving me my credit for helping him and his record label. Let me see if I can pull him
those
up.
Those are the real ones right there. The real ones show love and return respect when they get it, and they remember who helped them. And I hope, just like Nazo, I'll be the same way. I'm going to stay humble and show love to the people that helped me get where I am right now.
Yes, yeah, so let me, I'm looking his name up right now so I can give it to you, because you definitely need to look him up. I am so proud of him. When I seen that he was on on the TV show, the BET show, it's a big TV show that a lot of the main actors be on, and he really stepped his game up, and he's doing real good in the music industry and on the filming end. So
okay, well,
you can definitely, okay, hold on, here it goes, right?
2023, time to elevate.
Yes. Being past, okay, that's your stuff that's pulling up. Nazo Blazo, where is you at, man? Because I posted him a while back when he was on that TV show. I think it was called BET Black Mafia. Let me see. Come on, Nazo Blazo, I know you're in here. That I don't post it yet. So you definitely remind me of him. You remind me a lot of him. Nazo Blazo. I'm going to spell your name out right. Yeah, because he's doing a lot of major stuff. And that's somebody that you definitely need to reach out to if you ever reach out to him on Instagram or any of his social media pages, just let him know Miss Chocolate told you to reach out to him.
Absolutely, we'll do that. And Miss Chocolate, while you're looking for his name, I just wanted to say to everyone out there, if you see a South Asian looking rock star looking dude walking around like he owns the place, say what's up, because that's probably me. MTR's Cabrillo. Say what's up. Add me on Instagram, guys. Show some love. I'm a friendly guy. I might not look it, but I'm approachable. I'm friendly, and I'd love to meet, you know, new people, get new fans, and show love to everyone that shows me love. So peace and love and respect to all you guys. And I hope that comes along in my music. I want to make the world a better place. as you said, that there's not much cussing in my music. Not that I don't cuss at all, but I try to keep things positive, and I try to keep things authentic. Like, I'm not a gangster. I don't, you know, kill people. I don't. That's not my vibe. That's not my MO. I'm about spreading love and positivity and making the world a better place. So if you guys vibe with that and you're down with that, you know, check out my music. Because I try to, you know, I've seen the world. I've had a lot of crazy adventures, and I like to live through the whole gamut of emotions that are present in the human experience and human existence, and kind of share that with the world.
Yes, because I was following him on, and I cannot find it, because I, matter of fact, he's on my page. Matter of fact, hold on. Y'all give us a second, give us a second. I apologize. I am looking up this name real quick, because I really want you to reach out to Nazo. Let's see. Nazo. I'm going to go on my main page. Yeah, because I posted him when he...
You can always text me later if you can't find it right now. But, you know, Nazo, all love and respect to you, my man. Continue on your path. I appreciate you, and I know you're hustling, bro, so get it.
Yes, I'm definitely going to send you his information as soon as I find it. I got so much stuff in this phone, it don't make no sense. This what makes this how you know you make a move, when you came and find stuff that you know that you have in your phone.
Well, hopefully sooner rather than later, you'll have an AI and assistant that'll be able to pull up everything you need, you know? AI's getting crazy these days. Gotta stay on top.
I had one, but that person wasn't too trustworthy. But I will be
artificial intelligence. Some sort of software find everything,
yes.
You know?
Yeah. Well, we ran over with the time frame, but I'm definitely going to shoot you that information so you can see who I am talking about, and definitely reach out to him and let him know, okay, hey, Miss Chocolate told me to reach out to you. She said you'd make she helped you with a lot of stuff, help you get you out there, and go from there, and hopefully y'all will connect, and
thank you,
and y'all go from there. But
Absolutely. Yes,
I appreciate you calling me for the interview, and I appreciate you definitely you know, staying on task, and be careful on your journey to New York.
I shall.
Thank you so much for your time.
I will. I'll come back safe, having rocked out New York, and I'll be back ready to hang out with you guys and do my thing. So thank you so much for showing love. Thank you guys for listening. Keep listening to Miss Chocolate. She's an amazing host. She's going to have a ton of more amazing guests for you guys to check out. So thank you for your time.
Okay, I got it right here. Oh, Lord. See, just as soon as you said that. Hold on. It pulled right on up. Nazo Blazo.
All right.
Okay. It's spelled. Okay, now get it together. It's Nazo.
Uh-huh.
And it's Br. Abo.
Okay. Nazo Bravo.
And it's called, the name of the TV show is The Family Business. That's the name of the TV show, The Family Business, that's on BET Plus. And Nazo Blazo is spelled Nazo Bravo.
Cool. Oh, yeah, I see him right here. He's a rapper. Okay.
Yep. He's definitely making his moves, and definitely making moves, and I'm very, very, very proud of this man, because, you know, he went through the same,
and, you know, going through the same thing almost like you've been going through. But his label got, the CEO of his label had got locked up, so he ended up having to do stuff on his own, but he never gave up. So that's the whole key. Don't give up. Keep going. And like me, can't give up. Got to keep going. Can't let personal life stop you, because you still got to take care of yourself and take care of these bills.
Absolutely.
Well, nice talking to you. And I'm definitely going to be reaching out to you soon. So when you get back, just reach out to me and we'll go from there, okay?
Sounds good, Ms. Chocolate. Thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure.
All right. So we are live at 107.3 WMQP FM on the Ms. Chocolate Show. And, hey, we got to end this interview, but we're going to go out with Jimmy. Give me the loot.
Boy, fuck your ego, I got diamonds in my bands. Saint Laurent on the back, pocket of my pants. Bitch, it's Tatiana, I can make that whole dance. I don't do no fronts, need my loot in the dance. I don't do no fronts, need the loot in the band.
Nah.
I don't do no fronts, need the loot in the band.
Give me the loot. Give me the loot.
Bitch, I'm so scared that I don't know what I'ma do. I'ma pop out with the scope and get the dope, I'ma shoot. Where the stars in the back of the Aspen. Playing in the snow like it's Aspen. She won't get shit if you asking. I'm running past you hoes like a Bastion. Came a long way from back then. Just my real life, bitch, no acting. Sleeping on the floor like I'm practicing. Keeping number four, get my baskets in. Playing all season, no Kaepernick. Shout out Kaepernick. Smoking Kaepernick. Smoking Kaepernick.
Boy, fuck your ego, I got diamonds in my bands. Saint Laurent on the back, pocket of my pants. With your Tatiana, I can make that whole dance. I don't do no fronts, need my loot in advance. I don't do no fronts, need the loot in advance.
Nah.
I don't do no fronts, need the loot in advance.
Give me the
I don't do no fronts, need my loot in the dance. I don't do no fronts, need the loot in the dance.